Well, making waves this week on the political front, Rick Perry, the Texas governor, announcing that he will run for the Republican nomination for president, the 2012 elections. And, Gordo, we're going to hold a little competition here this morning, huh?
Yeah, this was actually pretty high pressure. You know, in the world of advertising, you have deadlines. Things come up quickly. You've got to hurry up and generate some copy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, based on our Rick Perry discussion earlier this morning, I gave us each a deadline, a task. We each had 5 minutes to write a quick Rick Perry ad that emphasizes all the things that Rick Perry's going to emphasize in his bid for the White House. So we each had 5 minutes to write it, and then we're going to present it, and then we're going to vote who do you think had the best Rick Perry ad.
Okay.
Now, also in this, you're tasked with doing a Rick Perry impersonation.
Okay.
So you got to try to do a Rick Perry impersonation, read whatever copy you've been able to come up with, improv it for all I care, and then we'll figure out who had the best Rick Perry ad.
All right. Okay.
Giorgio, you're going to go first.
I'm going first?
Yeah, you're first.
Why don't you go first?
Then Junior and then me, because we did the drawing.
So I don't remember a drawing. Okay.
All right. Hit the patriotic theme, Expo.
I'm Rick Perry, and I'm running for president of the United States. Let me tell you a little something about myself. I was a Yale leader at A&M. I was in the Air Force for years. And I think God and Jesus are a little better than Obama and Pelosi.
Okay, it's an unfair comparison.
You know, every morning when I go out to the barn and milk the cow of freedom, I think about how our forefathers fought against the Taliban and how I want to continue their fine work. If you like families, values and business and prayer and biscuits, sunrises, and gentle lakes, then my pledge to you is that I'm going to Team 6 Obama.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez, you can't say that.
It's time we had a conservative who never ran Al Gore's campaign in Texas in the White House.
Uh-oh, I think you did run Al Gore's campaign.
I'm tired of all these libs in the lamestream press and the Democrats telling you that America is a country who can't. Well, I say, we can.
Okay.
Vote Rick Perry in 2012. Paid for by Rick Perry for America God. Don't focus on the fact that I used to be a Democrat.
He's not going to add that at the end.
Well, he may. These are just projections.
All right, good attempt.
Sure. It's not a bad one. I think the Perry camp would probably veto that one.
All right, Junior, you ready?
Okay, let's give it a go.
All right, here's Junior's Rick Perry.
I'm Rick Perry. And I'm running for president of the United States. As you may have heard in the news, it may take me a while to get into something, but when I do, I go in deep and I stay there until I finish.
Oh my gosh.
Then I apologize and sprint out the door, throwing a little abortion money on the table.
Oh my gosh.
Heck?
I'm kidding. I don't believe in abortions, unless you're from a good family and got something to lose. Patriots, you know what God told me this morning while I was praying in my America room? He told me that the true, real Americans deserve a down-home, non-Kenyan in the White House who actually believes in God, country, and quiet sunrises with a military-based family. America doesn't need some liberal who's all talking fancy and figuring on stuff.
Figuring?
Most of presidenting is just plain, good old-fashioned common sense. The kind of common sense that your grandma used.
Oh, grandma.
Oh, yes.
She didn't need a degree from Harvard to throw another pinch of flour on her biscuits.
Oh, what's with the biscuits?
I'm Rick Perry, and I want to be your true American president. Paid for by the Don't Vote for a Black Guy Again Association.
Jeez. I don't know if I can beat that one, but I'll give it a shot. Hit the theme, Expo. I'm Rick Perry, and I'm running for president of the United States. I've noticed some things from my heart.
Uh-oh.
I've noticed all these Northeast liberals are all liberally and think you're an idiot for believing in God and family values. You know, if the libtards had their way... You wouldn't be allowed to take your family to Sunday school or have a quiet evening of biscuits.
Biscuits?
There are biscuits again.
They even want to force gay marriage down our throats. Well, I got news for them. Not under my watch.
Okay.
I believe in something called states' rights. That's why I support a federal constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Because I believe every state has the right to be free of gay agendas. You don't need a Yale degree to know that men shouldn't mess around in another man's sewer.
Oh gosh.
You know, Jesus had a saying, socialism is communism, and Harry Reid's a gay wad.
Jesus said that?
And who am I to disagree with a down-home, non-Jewish founding father like Jesus?
Whoa, a lot of problems there.
Vote Rick Perry for president in 2012, and get your very own Jesus biscuit. Paid for by Rick Perry.
So we can see biscuits are going to be a
biscuits.
Big theme for him.
How did we God all three biscuits. Have the same biscuit idea?
I don't know. Maybe we talked about it in Muse.
There's just nothing more down-home than biscuits.
Maybe you wrote all of them and forced us to read them at gunpoint.
What?
All right, we'll look for those possible ad campaigns for Rick Perry.
What?
8:51 here on Sports Radio.